We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Mark James, Andy Hart. It's James and Hart on Sports Radio WEEI.
The most important thing is you showed up.
Oh, I was showing up.
Well, you said you would never do a show with me.
Well, you know.
And now here you are.
I'm a team player, number one. I'm a team player.
Hey, guys. Hey, Mock and Hot. What do you think of that?
Mock and Hot.
That's not bad.
Ooh, that's not bad.
Especially for Boston.
Mock and Hot.
That's good. That's good.
Because you got the Boston.
Yeah, Mock and Hot.
Mock and Hot. If I went to Steve Cohen, he would not know who you were.
That's fine.
Okay.
Would he know who you are?
Yes. Okay. I've known him for 15 years. More people know Jim Rome than a podcast on Patriots.com.
So your claim to fame is you know Jim Rome?
No. I actually don't know him.
On Sports Radio, WEEI.
In my heart, I knew I always wanted to play at home. And home is where my heart is. And it's always been there simply because of such a great love that I have for my family and the way I grew up. I wouldn't change anything about this journey at all. It's brought me back here, and that's home. And home is where my family is. Home is where I want my legacy to continue. And I'm happy to be in Brooklyn.
I plan on re-signing here next year.
Boom!
So, I appreciate it.
Oh, well, boy. Well, that tune changed, didn't it? Mark and Hart, hour number three. Oh, Kyrie. He is gone. And the Celtics addition by subtraction, the team just from him, his presence. I said I was all season long. I didn't really see it last year. But if people wanted to know, where did the Kyrie thing go wrong? What was the, and people pointed to the trip to Florida. Oh, no.
When he was born.
In Boston.
He is a different cat.
He is really a different cat.
I don't believe anything he says. Everything's going to change. Just wait till tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Ask him the question. It'll be a different answer.
So you're very much woke. There is no such thing as distraction. Oh.
So now he's going to a team where Kevin Durant is going to be able to play for another, he's out all next season.
May never be himself again.
May never be. The worst injury you can come back in basketball is a torn Achilles. It's the worst.
Is that proven fact?
Yes. It is the worst.
How about a torn patella?
Ooh, that's pretty bad too. But they said Achilles is the worst. Achilles is the worst. So now you have a guy who's there with DeAndre Jordan, who two guys have been in the league pretty much almost the close to about the same amount of time. Okay. And then you have a bunch of young bucks like Caris LeVert and Jarrett Allen, who are up and comers, Spencer Dinwiddie, who are up and comers that kind of sounds familiar, doesn't it? Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Terry Rozier. So Kyrie takes his talents to Brooklyn, completely turned his back, betrayed Boston, all the people here in New England. And the reason why I take this so personal, Andy, is because he told everybody he was staying here.
Yes.
If he just shut the F up and didn't say he was going to stay here and said, it pulled the D-bag thing that he pulled at Madison Square Garden, said, ask me July 1st. If he just did that, as I remember, when there was that regular season ticket holder party in the Garden, when the rally, nobody was holding a gun to his head for him to say that.
Well, he got caught up in the moment.
Oh, so he pandered to the crowd.
Yes.
Me, myself, and Irie Irving. So now it's Byrie Irving. He is finally gone.
Thankfully.
He is finally gone. And
somebody else's headache now. He's home. Now, everything will be fine now because he's home.
Well, are the Celtics better with Kemba and Enes Kanter than they are with Kyrie Irving and Al Horford? On paper, no. On the court, we'll see. Is Kemba a better player than Kyrie Irving? No, but you know what? he's probably going to be a better leader or a better Celtic. He hasn't won anything in his professional career. The green teamers out there, Andy, will now convince you that Kemba, and I was shocked because Jeff Goodman, who writes for Stadium, who's a great writer, worked for ESPN for years, he thinks that Kemba Walker is legitimately a better player than Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, he isn't.
He's not.
And
no.
I'm really rooting for Kyrie to get circumstantially screwed. And what I mean by that is, I think there's a chance that Gordon Hayward is back to being Gordon Hayward this year, or a lot closer.
I do too.
And Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown take natural advances in their development, and the Celtics are better. And it won't be solely because Kyrie left and Kemba Walker came in. It'll be because those guys improved, but it'll make Kyrie look bad.
Yes.
And I want Kyrie to look bad.
Oh, he's going to.
Because he is just so gosh darn unlikable.
Oh, he is.
He really is.
I didn't think there was a more unlikable athlete in Boston than David Price, and then Kyrie Irving came along. And at least to David Price, you know, and I thought, okay, after he won the World Series, now granted, he had left more than $100+ million left on his deal. I thought, oh, he's gonna exercise his player option. He won the World Series. He really was the World Series MVP, in my opinion. Now he can. He stayed here. As much of a dink and a bag that you can say, and David Price is, he stayed in Boston.
Delivered,
and he delivered.
If he had left. He has the last laugh because he delivered.
And another miserable, what here in Boston was John Lackey. He delivered a title before
Correct.
He left, right?
And Kyrie had the chance. Remember last year, why is this going to change?
Right.
Because I'm here.
Right.
This is why I'm here. You know, I'm a basketball genius. All the things that came out at the various points late in the year and heading into the... And we were all, I think, still holding out hope or wonder, can he really flick a switch? Can he really? It's the postseason. This is why he's here. He's the star. And he did the opposite. He went in the tank, and it was whatever those numbers were, 12 of 63 or whatever Chris Gasper yep. went at him with in the press conference.
19 of 62. I was right there when he said that. Yeah.
So he had his opportunity.
Who cares, Andy?
He had his David Price moment.
Yeah.
He could have won or at least gotten to the finals and then walked out of town a different guy. He didn't. When the spotlight was brightest, he fell on his flipping face
for
the Celtics.
He's not a leader. He's a guy who became a cancer. And he's a guy that, quite frankly, will go down as probably the most reviled athlete in Boston sports history, at least not to ever put on a Celtics or Red Sox, Patriots, or Bruins uniform. He will be up there. There's not many. Adrian Gonzalez, who he hated it here too, but Adrian Gonzalez was here for a couple. Not that Kyrie was here long either, but the Here's where it went wrong, and I remember doing a show here the night after Game 7 last year, the Eastern Conference Finals, and people called in, and I'll admit, I was blinded by Kyrie because I was all in on Kyrie, and they said, hey Mark, Kyrie Irving didn't show up last night. He decided to get elective plastic surgery, deviated septum surgery. Before filming Uncle Drew, he elected to do it the day after Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals and decided to not go to the Garden to support his team against his former team, the Cleveland Cavaliers. And the Celtics lost that night, and I think inside it ate him up that the Celtics went to Eastern Conference Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals without him. And I think, Andy, right there, it was like the bitterness and jealousy inside. He was like, okay, I'm going to show these young Bucks, or probably young something else that rhymes with Bucks. I'm going to show these guys like Terry Rozier, Jaylen Brown, and Jason Tatum whose team it is. Well, he comes back. It's his team. And what happens? They get swept in four straight games by Milwaukee after winning Game 1, and they couldn't make it out of the second round.
And the thing I find interesting is, who's he now paired with? Well, a year from now. Kevin Durant.
That's right.
Who faces some of the same questions.
That's right.
He had to leave OKC and join a super team to win. And then there were the whole talk this offseason, his worst nightmare is watching the Warriors maybe win a title
right.
with him hurt. And he sort of, remember all the burner Twitter accounts and social media?
Yep.
He's the same thing. He
so
wants
insecure.
To be
oh, he's so insecure.
The LeBron.
Yes.
Whatever you think of LeBron,
yep.
he has proven himself as
a
competitor,
he's
winner, a franchise player, a guy that is the focal point and everything else works around him. Whereas these two guys haven't. They've won. They've had success. They have supreme talent. But it isn't just supreme talent that makes you that true LeBron, Jordan, planet player that everything revolves around you, and now they're paired together, which could work. Maybe two betas make an alpha that turns each other into alphas.
Right.
Or maybe it's a recipe for
disaster.
Yep. I'm rooting for the latter.
I know, and I think it will be, because I think here's the thing too. They're both very thin-skinned and insecure.
Oh, yeah.
Both of them.
And they both think they're the smartest guy within a 100-mile radius.
No doubt. And they have rabbit ears for antennas when it comes to criticism. They can't take it. And now you're dealing with New York. So now you're now, even though it's not the Knicks, and that's another thing too. Here's the thing. Okay, so the Knicks had more money in terms of salary cap space to sign free agents. Why not go to restore the glory to one of the most proud franchises in one of the original NBA franchises, the New York Knickerbockers? Instead, you go to the Jersey Brooklyn Nets, which never won a damn thing. So it's like, even by going to New York, they're like, it's like now the Nets have never won anything. So you're just, you know, why not go to the Knicks? Why not go and restore glory to that once proud franchise?
That's the one smart thing they may have done. Dolan is a dink.
Well, Dolan's a dink, but like, why not go and take the tougher road? Do
because that's not what they do.
They go to the path of least resistance. We'll get less criticism of going to Brooklyn because Brooklyn's never won crap. They were Jersey, and the last time they're in the NBA Finals, I was in fourth grade, and Durant, you were in the eighth grade or ninth grade. So let's go to Brooklyn. I can't stand Kyrie Irving. I tell you, I've done a 180. I've never done a 180 on a player more in my life, other than Alonzo Mourning, who I used to love when he was at Georgetown, drafted by the Charlotte Hornets, forced his way out of Charlotte, and was a total bag with the Miami Heat. He did win a title when he came back, and he left them high and dry for the New Jersey Nets,
yep.
And then comes back to ride Dwayne Wade coattails for a title in 06. If you're a Celtics fan, I'll just say this. The one thing that doesn't change is the fact that Boston, for some reason, it's still not a destination for elite free agents. They still aren't. They aren't. You can't say Garnett or Ray Allen. They weren't free agents.
Right.
They weren't. Matter of fact, Ray Allen left. He left Boston to go join the big three down in Miami.
But how many destinations are there? L.A., right? I guess New York, although that's sort of dated thinking.
Yeah. Well, Miami was until
Miami
LeBron
was.
Left.
Right. It seems like it's become LA, and not, all you ever hear any, you know, for the last 5 years, anytime there's one of these marquee free agents, well, he wants to go to LA. He really wants to be in it. It's like LA,
yeah.
And then everyone else, even New York,
well,
and Miami.
Golden State was.
But that's a little different. That was an anomaly.
Because Durant went. So
He went there because
He knew
the
he
easy
could win
way
titles.
Out.
Yep.
There was a spike in cap money that year, so
yes.
He had the opportunity. That was an aberration. In general, it's LA and then everything else.
And right? Miami, it depends where you're looking. And I guess the Knicks would be, but they're such a disaster. They're such an abomination that they're the worst franchise in sports in terms of the resources they have and the results that they get.
Right.
So they're a joke.
So it's LA and the rest.
And
you're below the rest. You may be third tier, not second tier, because I think it's LA. Then you could talk yourself into a second tier of Miami, New York. Then it's Boston, right?
Right.
Now, why that is, I don't know.
All right, 9 years ago, well, let's get to this next and take some phone calls, 617-779-7937. 9 years ago, something happened. And I think this is why you feel the way you do now about NBA free agency. It started it all. We'll get to that next and get to your phone calls right here on Mark and Hart.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right back to James and Hart on Sports Radio WEEI.
For them to stop chewing. The answer to the question everybody wants to know. LeBron, what's your decision?
In this fall, man, this is very tough. In this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
Miami Heat. That was the conclusion you woke up with this morning.
That was the conclusion I woke up with this morning.
And the NBA has never looked back. That was the dawn of the player empowerment era. That
boo.
Let me ask it. First of all, before we get to that, you know what I realized? So you've done the morning show before. We're going to do it Monday together with Dickerson, but Mutt won't be there.
Yay.
Okay. So you know what I noticed with Mutt? He must have a bladder problem because he gets up every segment and leaves. Like every single segment, Mutt gets up to leave. I don't know if he uses the bath. I don't know what he does.
It's on that TB12 hydration method.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he just hates you.
Well, that could be it. I don't think so. I like Mutt.
He gets so anxious he literally can't even sit there during the break.
Oh, it probably is.
He doesn't want to sit with you. Doesn't want to small talk.
No. Yeah, but he does it. I heard he does it with other people too.
Maybe he hates everybody.
He could.
He's uncomfortable.
Maybe he is. He walks up. I don't know. He's like,
am I really doing the morning show Monday?
I thought you were.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think you are.
Yeah.
I don't have that on my calendar.
Okay.
I have listed 10 to 2. Oh, no, that's Tuesday. I got nothing for Monday.
Yeah, you're doing. Well, maybe you're not. Then don't show up. Don't show up. I thought you were. I could be wrong on that. I don't know. I'm not sure. We get different schedules here, and some of them come out, and like, you know, I thought you were, but I might be wrong. You got one, and there was an updated one that came out as well.
Oh, maybe I didn't read that.
So I'm not.
Son of
a. Yeah, it could have been an updated one, but maybe I could be right. All right.
Don't feel free to print that if you're going to look that updated schedule up, just in case.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I have James, Hart, and Dickerson.
Okay, I'll be here.
All right.
Bright and early.
There you go.
Ready to go.
We'll all be here.
Here's going to be an ice locker.
Yeah, Eamon's going to be in. Oh, yeah. Dickerson needs it like 62 degrees. If it's at 65, he starts to sweat like a pig.
Okay.
And he starts to melt like Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty at the end when he's in the greenhouse with the girl.
That's it.
Yeah. I'll have a hoodie on. I'll be here.
Yeah, you'll be here then. All right. So
can I tell you why the NBA sucks and I hate it? It stinks.
Yeah, it doesn't, but go ahead. No, the free agency sucks. You're not the NBA.
Yes.
Okay, free agency. Why?
Like, you've made it so that, like we talked about, L.A. Oh, everybody wants to go to L.A. LeBron's going to L.A. And you take away the star. And I think this was the original, way back when, the cap, the Larry Bird rule, so you could keep Larry Bird.
Yeah.
Right? Now, the money is so big either way, the Supermax or the Max, that they don't care. And they know they're going to have an opportunity to be a free agent again with all these, you know, player options after a year, after 2 years, that you have to fear, as any of the smaller markets, or even a place like Boston, which is theoretically undesirable, you have to fear all the time that you're going to be playing musical chairs and you're the one without the chair because you're not the hottest girl at the dance. You're not LA, you're not Miami, and I just don't like it. It's not teams building teams. It's two buddies getting together, and I have all the power.
And you know who's become somewhat almost de-emphasized and devalued? The general manager.
Yes.
Because you know what? Like I talked about, where Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, they teamed up 3 years ago for the United States to win a gold medal. That's where, like, okay, when you're a free agent, I'm a free agent. 2019, we're gonna go together.
Right.
LeBron, D-Wade, and Bosch did this in 2008. Well, at the Olympics, said, hey, a couple years, we're all free agents. Let's get together and do a super team. Let's do it in Miami. That's where it's so now is the player empowerment era where they will shift the power structure in the NBA. The GM, the president of basketball operations, someone like Danny Ainge, where you almost now, you're at the behest of where players want to go.
Correct.
You have like minimal effect. Now, you have the draft, you have free agents, like you have, you know, you can recruit some free agents, you can trade. But other than that, man, it's the power.
You have to be sleazier.
The power to be the guy in the NBA are the elite players, and they are the ones who dictate who are going to be the
super
teams.
And the good GMs are going to be the ones that are the sleazy ones that are tampering 3 years earlier and saying, oh, you guys want to play together somewhere?
Yep.
You want to play with me. I'll create the cap space down the line. I'll bring you guys as a pair. I'm fine with that. It's not about, well, I'm going to draft this guy. I'm going to make this trade. I'm going to sign this one free agent and put together this roster that's just so good. No, it's about bowing down and kowtowing to these little, I don't even know what you call corporations that are merging.
They
These
are.
These two merging corporations.
Well, that's what they are.
And you need to take me. I hate it. And I think it devalues so many cities. As I said, just because you draft great means nothing. Because the players could already be planning how they're exiting and where they're going and with whom they're going to be dancing in a couple years.
Absolutely.
I would be scared to death to, like, say Jason Tatum hits. Now you have to keep him. Say he's as good as Danny Ainge thinks he is.
Right.
Untradeable.
Right.
Well, now you got to keep him.
Absolutely.
How are you going to keep him?
Let's say he's...
Who's he rubbing elbows with?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
He was at this thing. Everybody was focused on Kemba Walker was with Jason Tatum and Jordan. And well, maybe he's planning to go to Charlotte to play for Jordan with Giannis. Or somebody, right? Some stupid.
You don't know, right?
I dislike all of it. I think it eliminates. I am a believer, and I know players wouldn't like it because players. It's sort of like in the real world where the factories had all the power, and then finally you got unions, and it sort of swung in the other direction because now the unionized members had more power, and they get these pensions and this and that. Well, now the players have all of that power,
all of it,
and the teams. Don't like at least in the NFL, you have the franchise tag, which theoretically allows you to sort of keep your superstar, your guy you just can't afford to lose. And even in baseball, without a cap, they have found a way where Joe Mauer stays with the Twins.
Sure.
Mike Trout stays with the Angels. In the NBA, it's like you can no longer poo-poo a caller that has some phantasmic trade or plan. Because if the players want to do it, they'll find a way to do it. Didn't matter that Paul George re-signed with OKC, right? He spurned L.A. He was like an example of he's not going to go to the big city.
No.
He got to OKC. They sold him on it. Russell Westbrook sold him on it, and he re-signed. And he's gone. Why?
And that to me, listen, I'm not shocked. I'm a little surprised that Kawhi picked the Clippers. But I got to tell you, when I woke up early this morning and I had to do a double team. Like, Paul George? Wait, Paul George was just signed a contract last year. And they traded him because they gave him the farm, 5 first-round picks. So the thing that I will tell you about the Clippers, which I do admire, they're like, you know what? F it. We're all in. We're on now.
Sure.
Right now. We have a window of 5 years. Let's just say every team's window is like realistically 5. Like Golden State, we thought would be longer than that. And Golden State now, they have to reset. Klay Thompson's back. Steph is back. Draymond Green's back. So they, and D'Angelo Russell, who they've already, they're shipping him out. He's not going to be there. So they get him. They have to wait 2 months to trade him because in the NBA now, the bylaws, you have to wait 60 days to trade him. They're going to trade him off to Minnesota and get Andrew Wiggins in return. But I don't mind it, Hart, because I kind of like, I see where you're coming from, that if you're not a fan of a team in a desired destination, if you're a fan of the Sacramento Kings, well, your only window is we have De'Aaron Fox and Marvin Bagley and Harrison Barnes now, and when De'Aaron Fox becomes a free agent in 3 more years, he's done.
Right.
He's gone. And I'm screwed as a Sacramento. Now, who cares about Sacramento? I'm just making the point that you're screwed. I think, and knock on wood, and I'm praying, Jason Tatum, I think he really likes it here. And
maybe.
I think he's going to like it here even more with Kyrie being gone.
And maybe he will. And there will be examples of guys that'll stay.
Right.
I mean, Giannis
is saying he's a loyal Celtic.
Giannis is all in in Milwaukee, right?
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Right.
You can be all in and then sort of be all out very quickly.
Right.
And I don't like it. And like you said with Sacramento, you're creating this little window. And in all likelihood, you're not going to win in that window. You might go to a conference final. You might get to an NBA final.
Right.
But there's probably going to be a super team, whichever version it is for that 2 or 3 year span.
Go back 18, 19 years when Sacramento had their best team ever with Weber, Bibby, and Vlade Divac.
Right.
And then they ended up losing to the Lakers and Kobe, Shaq, and that was it. And then they sucked forever. And now they're starting to get better, and they got some nice players, and they got Buddy Hield from Oklahoma. So they got some nice – but – what happens when Buddy Hield decides that, Sacramento's a cow town. I don't want to be here anymore. I want to go to SoCal.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I just want to go up a little bit. I want to go join Steph Curry and the Warriors.
So I think they need to do something. I don't know what they can do. For example, L.A., the city, isn't going to draft for like 6 years, right?
Yes,
because both teams gave up all their picks.
That's right.
Do they care? No, because it doesn't matter
stars.
To them. Because they can
stars.
Either a star will say, I want to be traded to L.A., make it happen, or a star as a free agent will go to L.A.
I was there three years ago. Max Kellerman left ESPN L.A., so he flew me out to he was a host on the radio. They were at Marcellus Wiley, so they flew me out to do, and we were right in front of the Staples Center. They were getting ready for the ESPN like Celebrity Classic, so we're broadcasting right there. Adele was right there at the Staples Center. She sold out the Staples Center 12 straight nights. You know what the Lakers and Clippers now? It's a sellout every night now.
Right.
Each team has box. You got LeBron and Anthony Davis, and you now have Kawhi and Paul George. But here's where the Clippers got the thing over the go. We're the real LA team because we got the guys who are from LA.
Right.
So they can play that card.
But like
you got sellouts now.
If you're a kid now, like, you know, bandwagon jumper. Or,
yeah.
Why wouldn't you root for an LA team?
No.
They got a great chance.
Yeah,
they have
absolutely.
All the advantages. A, they're good, and they have all the advantages to stay get good or get better.
Yep.
Why, you know, hopefully fathers out there raise their children to root for the hometown team. But I have no fault for a kid, because if you're a smart kid that's like 9, you go, wait a minute, they got all the players. Why wouldn't I root for them?
Yeah.
I want a winner.
I appreciate Kemba Walker, who actually wanted to come to Boston. I do appreciate he came here as a free agent, but at the same time, Kemba Walker is a borderline. He's a top 20 player in the NBA. He's an all-star. He's not a superstar.
Nope.
He's not a guy. Kemba, you know, and please, and this is the one thing that Celtics fans, the green teamers who drink their green Kool-Aid, that they would say is that, oh, he won in UConn. Listen, it was a decade ago. He didn't want anything in his career. I know he was surrounded with a bunch of garbage and trash in Charlotte, but it was a long time ago. Now, do I think he's a better leader, a better fit, with a much better attitude, and he will be a better Celtic? Yes, 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 and yes. So at the end of the day, that's all that matters. The Celtics, although he might not be better than Kyrie, the Celtics, I think, as an organization, will be anti-toxic the way it was. It was toxic this year.
Right.
It was a toxic environment. It's the only way to describe it. And Kyrie and Jaylen Brown. Now, we put all the blame on Kyrie. You got to put a majority of the blame on Kyrie. You put it on Jaylen Brown, Terry Rozier, and Brad Stevens. And we talked about this before. Danny Ainge is culpable too. He is culpable in all that too.
Sure.
So there's that. 617-779-7937. Speaking of Danny Ainge, Harry and Quincy. Wants to say something about these Celtics.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Hey, Henry. Harry. Great. Excuse me.
Listen, don't you think Danny Ainge was the first guy when he brought over Garnett, Ray Allen, started putting that team together? They won in the first year. They almost won a second one.
Yes, they did.
In fact, as far as that, I know these guys are jumping around. And I just got in the car, and I just got the news from you guys about Kawhi.
But the
I'm just going to hang up and listen.
No, but
nice show.
Thanks, Harry.
The difference is, every employer tries to get the best talent, whatever industry they're in, right?
Sure.
Go out and secure the best talent. This is the employees deciding to get together and then go as a package, unified deal. It's collusion on their part. They're colluding to go to a certain place. Danny Ainge had a plan, had to make trades, had to get other teams to agree to it. This is just players basically having, you know, borderline temper tantrums and deciding, you know, I want my cookie and I want it now and I'm having ice cream too and we're going.
That's why you appreciate someone like Tom Brady, and I'm not putting this guy in the same breath as Tom Brady, but Patrice Bergeron, who stayed in one place the entire time, had been here. Now, Big Poppy wasn't initially a Red Sox. He was a Minnesota Twin, but he basically, for the 98%, 99% of his career was here in Boston. He wanted to stay here. He didn't want to take his talents elsewhere. He could have gone to the Yankees and joined the evil empire. Listen, I see both sides of it. I think it's great because it moves the needle. More people are interested in NBA free agency in the offseason than they are 162 games of the regular season in baseball. So from that standpoint, the NBA steals the summer every year by doing this.
But are more people interested in Cleveland and Charlotte and these places that are, what are they?
Right.
The Washington Generals. They're lined up to lose to the top 4 to 6 teams that have any sniff of an NBA title.
And the only reason LeBron went to Cleveland is back to Cleveland because that's where he's from.
Right.
And he felt as though he needed to deliver a title.
And I don't, this isn't just a basketball issue. It's the way it's unfolded is specific to basketball. The players deciding on their own where they want to go, how they're going to do it, all of that. I mean, baseball's the same thing, right now where you have the haves and then just a boatload of have-nots that beat up on those teams. So basketball is not the only sport. But I remember when, what's his name, Mark Cuban, said that the NFL like had peaked and, you know, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered.
Yes.
I feel like the NBA might be going down that road. It's great. They're eating up that. They're not only the most popular sport when they play, but they're popular now in the offseason and they're winning free agency and all that. But to what end? Where do you end up if you have two LA teams and one or two others that could win, and then the rest of your teams are just playing second fiddle? They're just lined up.
Yeah.
Right?
I would like to put, I'll tell you this right now, where the NBA is capitalizing. They've made two type of entities. They have the regular season with the postseason combined, which every sport does. But they've created this whole new brand with the Summer League. Last night, there was 20,000 people sold out for the Thomas and Mack Center as if it was a 1990 UNLV game with Stacey Ogman, Anderson Hunt, Greg Anthony, and Larry Johnson. It was unbelievable. And then I'd love to see the overnight rating of Zion Williamson versus R.J. Barrett. LeBron was there last night.
Yep.
I mean, like Anthony Davis showed up.
Floyd Mayweather was there.
Floyd Mayweather.
It was an event.
That was an event.
Now, part of that is Zion.
And it's Vegas.
It's Vegas, but it's a culmination of it moving to Vegas, becoming a Vegas event.
How many people they credential for the media for Super Bowl? Because I've done the Super Bowl like four times, but three times. How many people?
Something stupid. Thousands.
Okay, they credentialed 1,000 media members last night for an NBA Summer League game.
I believe I had seen that it had sold out twice in history, and every game this year is sold out. Something stupid like that.
For the NBA Summer League?
Yes.
Cool.
So it basically never sold out before.
Right.
You know, there was ebbs and flows in popularity.
So the NBA Summer League is basically become almost more popular than Major League Baseball.
Right. Or the WNBA, you know, all these various also-rans that are trying, you know, the PLL, lacrosse, whatever you think the lesser events are. But part of that is Zion. Because people are starting to buy into, he's LeBron, he's a generational talent, and you want to see him early, you want to see him often. And did you see him last night?
Oh, he stole the ball from Kevin Knox.
Ripped it out of his hands and dunked it. That's why I don't think he'll be a bust, because he wants it too much. He's into dominating. He likes the highlights as much as anybody.
He could. I mentioned Larry Johnson. If he develops a consistent J, and he's younger, do you know? Oh, by the way, happy birthday today to Zion Williamson's birthday. He's 19.
Sweet.
He's 19.
Couple of years, he can drink.
Larry Johnson entered the league. He was a man. He was like 22. Zion Williams, he develops a jump shot. He'll be LJ before LJ got hurt in Charlotte with a back injury. He could be better than Sean Kemp.
Yep.
He's that good. All right, we'll continue to take your phone call, 617-779-7937. Let's get back to the Kyrie. Who do you blame, Kyrie, and why he decided to take his talents elsewhere and sour on Boston? Mark and Hart on WEI.
There's Kawhi Leonard. Yeah.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to James and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
With Paul George, you're going to the Clippers with Kawhi Leonard. If OKC didn't help to make that trade happen, would Kawhi Leonard have gone ahead and picked the Clippers if George was not coming with him?
I don't believe Kawhi Leonard was going to go to the Clippers without a second star coming in. I think essentially Kawhi Leonard's position in these last couple of days to all the teams was, I'm maybe going to go to the best team and the team that loads up. And the Clippers were the team that had to make a move to bring in a second star. There is more talent with the Lakers, with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Obviously, the team he left in Toronto. The Clippers had been Kawhi Leonard's focus for this entire process.
That's Woj, Adrian Wojnarowski. Now, I mentioned before, I said this on the air, that you're a 20-something-year-old basketball player, you're making millions of dollars, and, you know, I mean, I'm, again, there are very beautiful women here in New England. Let me just state that.
Yes. They're married to one.
Congratulations. There are more beautiful women, and I feel hotter women in Miami and L.A. on an average.
Probably.
Okay. So
I have seen cheerleaders from teams from those cities. They generally are pretty impressive.
Exactly. Look at the Dolphins. Well, there's a thing they used to have kids call a media guide. And when they have a media guide every year, when they used to come in like a form where it was like a little mini Bible of the team, you open up to the Dolphins cheerleaders every year and you just sort of know that. So therein lies where Boston, you're going to be at a disadvantage. But I'll say this too. Since LeBron left Miami, who's the big free agent they got? Jimmy Butler? Okay, Jimmy Butler. I mean, it's not exactly like they're racking it up right now either. So it becomes a preferred destination and no one wanted to go to Houston to play with two great players like James Harden and Chris Paul. So
it's L.A.
It's L.A. And I think to a certain extent, Golden State, now they're moving to San Francisco in the brand new arena.
Yep.
That's appealing. You're out there now. You get a chance to rub shoulders with the tech billionaires and the heads of Google and Apple and, you know, those powerful companies. You know, I mean, so I would say NoCal, SoCal is attractive. Boston, unfortunately, it won't be that place. I don't ever, you know, have any delusions of grandeur of a guy like Kawhi Leonard. Well, first of all, he didn't even take a meeting with the Celtics, so he never wanted to come here. But he never said he wanted to come here. At least he didn't come here and say he was going to resign here like Kyrie Irving. So there's that. It's one of those things with the NBA that, you know what? It is what it is. I can see where you're coming from on after a while. It's just going to be super players making super teams. But unfortunately, until the commissioner or the league and the new collective bargaining agreement, the thing about it, it's never going to go back to the way it was. If you try to take the power away from the players being able, like LeBron, when he went back to Cleveland after every season's like, okay, I'll sign another year contract. Like, he opted to be a free agent just so he could get a little more money. And then, okay, I'll come back next year. It's going to continue. They're not going to go back to the way it used to be with Bird, McHale, and Parrish.
No. But if you just have some sort of big enough advantage for the team to retain its player. And I know theoretically there is still the advantage, but it doesn't seem to matter.
No.
Player, where? Almost every example, right? The guy's leaving for less money. Theoretically, less money, 140 instead of 200 or whatever the numbers are, you might have to give a bigger advantage somehow to the team. Or maybe you go to a system like baseball with, you know, the picks you get if you lose a top tier free agent. You have to do something, in my opinion, to level the playing field, or you're just going to have LA, a couple others, and then 24 teams that are just sort of playing out 82 games and really have no chance to win a title, because talent matters in basketball more than anything else. There's not a lot of lightning in a bottle, and this team, they're scrappy, they try hard, and they're going to win the title,
You saw as far as the Celtics win last year. Right. They got to game seven, and then in game seven, in the end, LeBron said, I'm going to hit cheat mode, and I'm going to just...
Right. Superstar took over.
He took over.
And you didn't have the superstar to answer, so you lose. So.
And here's the problem with the Celtics, too. They still don't have a superstar today.
Well, now, they might. You're hoping.
You hope, but like
Jason Tatum.
But
it's not Walker. Not Hayward.
No, but he's not in. He's not even an all-star right now. So
he has a jump.
The trajectory. I hope that Jason Tatum gets to that level, but he's not a superstar today in 2019. Maybe in a couple years he will be. Maybe then you say, all right, fine. Now he's starting. Now I'll give him this. He averaged more points in his first 2 years in the league than James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, and I think maybe like Steph Curry. So, yes, it looks good. He regressed last year. I don't know how much I put on Tatum or I put on the whole fractured locker room. I don't know. All I know is this, that if you're going to make this about Jason Tatum, and that's fine, I'm okay with building around him. He's a homegrown Celtic. He was drafted here. He needs to take his game the next level. Maybe not spend the summer with Kobe Bryant. I'm just going to get, like, when you heard last year, oh, he spent the summer with Kobe Bryant, you're like, uh-oh, yeah. And you knew, and you started to see a lot of that in his game this year.
So who do you want him to spend the summer with?
I'd like them to spend the summer, well, just with
Kemba Walker.
Getting better. Getting better with his team. Jaylen Brown.
Correct.
Let these three guys, like just get together. Do it on your own time. Because right now, you know, here's one thing. You know who has given Boston every chance to make the finals? LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard. Because they both went to the West.
Yep.
And the Celtics... East is wide open right now. The Celtics today on paper are better than Toronto. Now that Kawhi and Danny Green are gone, I'm not worried about Pascal. Now, Pascal Siakam's a nice player. He'll probably be a perennial all-star. I'm not worried about Ibaka and Kyle Lowry.
No.
They're going back to where they were a couple years ago, and they got bounced in the first round and swept by LeBron in Cleveland.
Philly and Milwaukee are the two teams
Philly
may be ahead of you.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's another thing too. Why this summer wasn't great, was bad for the Celtics. Not only did you lose your only two All-Stars, they both went to division rivals, division teams,
right?
Sixers and Nets. So you lost them both within year to get to see these guys now.
Because it's funny, I think of the Sixers as never maximizing their talents, like they can't get over the hump. They were a ball bounce away
from
beating the NBA champions.
They were,
right?
They should have been
doink,
them.
Doink, doink. Oh, you lose. Who knows what happens if that ball doesn't go in.
All right, coming up next, final hour of the show.
Who are you texting over there? Don't be distracted.
No.
We're going to finish strong for the final hour.
We are. How about this, Mark? Stop lying. The Celtics lost game 7 2 years ago because they went behind. Yeah, they went 5 for 33, but it also had because LeBron James just took the ball to the hoop, and they had no answer for him.
Good point by a texter.
My secondary way to fix the NBA is I hate the three-pointers, but that's a different...
Oh, shut up. Get out of here. That changed the game.
Old man heart.
I hate it. College basketball, pro basketball, too many threes.
Now you sound
too many.
Get off my lawn, guy.
Damn right. And the Celtics continue to collect guys that can't hit threes.
All right, let's get to next. Line them up. We're going to get to the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. Megan Rapinoe, she hates President Trump. She's become the female version of Colin Kaepernick. And speaking of Colin Kaepernick, he decided this week... on the 4th of July to say he doesn't recognize Independence Day, the 4th of July, as America's birthday, that basically it's your holiday, not mine. 617-779-7937, final hour of Mark and Hart.
Jerry, get off my lawn, Callahan.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.